Okay.
Ďakujem, že tu môžem byť a ďakujem za vaše milé slova.
The last time I was here in Slovakia.
Naposledy, keď som tu bola na Slovensku.
I was having a lot of pain in my knee.
Tak mám veľmi bolelo koleno.
It was hard for me to walk.
A bolo mi ťažké chodiť.
After I went back to America, I did have an operation.
A keď som sa vrátila do Ameriky, tak som mala operáciu.
And I'm so thankful to the doctors.
A som veľmi vďačná doktorom.
But most of all, I thank the Lord Jesus.
A najviac ďakujem Bohu.
For healing me.
Za to, že ma uzdravil.
Now I can run.
Môžem bežať.
And leap and walk without pain.
Môžem chodiť a bežať bez bolesti.
God is good.
Boh je dobrý.
And I thank the Lord for your love and prayer.
Ďakujem Bohu za vaše modlitby.
And as I was praying for our meeting today,
a ako som sa modlila za dnešné stretnutie,
I felt like the Lord wanted me to ask a question.
Tak som vnímala, že Boh chce, aby som sa spýtala otázku.
Do you know Jesus? Do you know? I'm going to ask you, I'm going to tell you what he said to me.
Poviem vám, čo povedal mne.
Ask them if they know me.
Že spýtaj sa ich, či poznajú mňa.
In a personal way.
Osobným spôsobom, osobne.
I know many of you.
Viem, že veľa z vás.
You do.
Poznáte Ježiša.
But only the Lord really knows.
Ale jedine skutočne Boh vie, kto ho naozaj pozná.
But he wants each one of us.
A chce každého z nás.
To know him.
Chce po každom z nás, aby sme ho poznali.
In a personal way.
Osobne.
He has so much for us.
Pre nás.
And I want to encourage all the young people here. If you are, let's say, 25 years and younger.
A chcem osloviť všetkých mladých do 25, ak ste tu.
Would you stand up, please?
Nech sa postavíte.
Everyone that's 25 years and younger.
If you stand up. Každý, kto má 25 a menej.
Okay. I thank the Lord for you.
Že som za vás vďačná.
We are so thankful for you.
Sme za vás vďační.
You are the younger generation.
Ste tá mladá generácia.
And young people like you all over the world are coming to know Jesus.
A mladí ľudia po celom svete, ako vidíte, tak teraz prichádzajú k Ježišovi.
And not just knowing Jesus, but being on fire for God.
A nie len, že áno, viem, kto je Ježiš, ale sú zapálení pre Pána.
I know in the Czech Republic I heard that in a certain places they're having young people's meetings and they call them Radical for Jesus.
A že teraz v Česku na rôznych miestach teraz sú také mladé skupiny a ich volajú, že radikálni pre Ježiša.
And I just want to encourage you.
A chcem vás povzbudiť.
Right here.
Teraz, práve tu.
In Partizanské.
V Partizanskom.
For you to be radical for Jesus.
Aby ste aj vy boli radikálni pre Ježiša.
As you think about starting school again.
A že už za chvíľu sa začne škola.
Or work or whatever you're doing.
Alebo práca, alebo hocičo.
Will you be radical for Jesus?
Takže je na tebe, že či budeš radikálny, radikálna pre Ježiša.
You can change a whole society.
Viete zmeniť celú spoločnosť.
You are so important.
Ste veľmi dôležitý.
Could we stand and if you're close to these young people, would you just raise
would you just
put your hand out toward them?
A položiť na nich ruku.
We want to pray for you.
My chceme sa za vás modliť.
Father God, I thank you for these young people.
Otče, ďakujem ti za týchto mladých ľudí.
And I ask you, Lord, to touch them.
A žiadam ťa, aby si sa ich ty dotkol.
I pray, Lord, that you would encourage them.
Modlím sa, aby si ich ty pozbudil.
That you would bless them.
Aby si ich žehnal.
That you would minister to them.
aby si im svedčil.
Lord, your plans are great for them.
Tvoje plány sú úžasné pre nich.
I pray, Lord, that you would meet every need they have.
A modlím sa, aby si sa stretol s každou ich túžbou.
Physically, spiritually, emotionally.
Aj fyzicky, aj emocionálne, aj duchovne.
Your plans for them are wonderful.
Tvoje plány pre nich sú nádherné.
And encourage them, Lord.
A povzbuď ich.
Let them know you in a real personal way.
A nechaj, nech ťa môžu spoznať
we
osobne.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Mene Ježiš.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Thank you so much, young people. And, you know, what we're going to do... okay, there's a clock. Right in front of me. Okay, good. Because I just want to encourage you, but I don't want to take a long time.
Chcem vás utešiť, že nechcem zabrať veľa času.
Thank you, Jacky. May I just ask how many of you are going to the family camp?
Môžem sa opýtať, koľko z vás idete na zborovú dovolenku?
Okay, good. But those of you that can't, it's all right.
A ty, čo nemôžete, je to okay.
Because we're going to have a little introduction today.
Budeme mať dneska taký malý úvod.
And even for those of you that cannot be there,
a pre tých, čo nemôžu tam prísť,
I pray that you will continue to read and study Colossians even wherever you are.
Tak sa modlím, že budete čítať a študovať list Kolosanom teraz.
In the Bible, there's a special small book called Colossians.
V Biblii je malá nenápadná kniha Kolosanom.
It is one of the letters that Paul wrote.
Je to jeden z Pavlových listov.
While he was in prison.
Kým bol vo väzení.
And I just like to tell you that I have been so blessed myself as I've been studying this book.
A chcem vám povedať, že ja sama som bola veľmi požehnaná, ako som sa šparala a študovala tento list.
I of course had read from Colossians, you know, much of my life, but I never had really studied it.
Že veľakrát už som v živote čítala tento list, ale nikdy som ho tak skutočne neštudovala.
And the Lord has really been ministering deep in my heart.
A Boh veľmi cez to svedčil ku mne a hovoril.
And I hope he'll encourage you also.
A dúfam, že vás to pozbudí tiež.
Okay, Colossae was a town in Asia Minor.
Tak bolo to mesto. A bolo to také miesto nazývané Azijská Minor, neviem.
It's now in Turkey.
Je to teraz v Turecku.
So this little town.
A toto malé mesto.
It could have been Partizanské.
Mohlo to byť ako Partizanské.
And we're going to see how this book of Colossians even ministered to all Christians forever.
A uvidíme teraz, ako tento list pri Kolosanom môže svedčiť a slúžiť ľuďom po celom svete.
As far as we can understand, and I've tried to study about it, there was a man named Epaphras who lived in Colossae.
Že ako to študujem a šparám sa v tom, tak zatiaľ som došla na to, že tam žil jeden muž. Called what?
His name is Epaphras.
A Epaphras sa volal.
Epaphras. I believe I may not be saying it right. But he probably... Ephesus was another... How many... I'm sure you've heard of the town called Ephesus.
Určite ste počuli o meste Efes.
It was about 100 miles from Colossae.
A od tohto Koloso to bolo vzdialené okolo 100 mil.
And probably Epaphras learned about the gospel from Paul when he was preaching in Ephesus.
A tento Epafras sa pravdepodobne naučil a počul evanjelium od Pavla, keď bol v Kolose.
When he received Jesus as his savior, just like Tomáš did today.
A keď prijal Ježiša ako svojho pána, ako dneska Tomáš.
He had a great burden for the people in Colossae.
tak bol veľmi naklonený, mal to bremeno pre ľudí v Kolose.
So he went back to his home.
Vrátil sa domov.
And there was another man who also became a Christian, Philemon.
A bol tam tiež jeden muž, čo práve uveril Ježiša.
And he opened his home for a church.
A otvoril domov pre cirkev.
So this church in Colosse, it grew.
A táto cirkev v Kolose teda tam mohla rásť.
More people became Christians.
Viac ľudí sa práve stalo kresťanmi.
And things were going very well.
A všetko bolo veľmi dobré.
But then there came some false teachers.
A potom tam prišli nejakí falošní proroci a učitelia.
And there were some problems in the church in Colosse.
A začali tam nejaké problémy.
So Epaphras was so burdened.
A Epafrasovi to veľmi vadilo.
That he knew he needed help with his new church.
A vedel, že potrebuje pomoc jeho novým zborom.
So he made a trip all the way to Rome.
A potom išiel teda na cestu až do ďalekého Ríma.
Because during this time Paul had been arrested.
Pretože práve v týchto časoch bol Pavol uväznený.
And Paul was in a home arrest. He was arrested in Rome and he was in chains at a house in Rome.
A bol uväznený v reťazoch v jednom dome.
So Epaphras, he went, I don't know how far, maybe over 1,000 kilometers.
Že neviem, ale bolo to veľmi ďaleko, možno aj 1,000 kilometrov.
From Colosse all the way to Rome.
Z Kolosa do Ríma.
Because he needed Paul's help.
Pretože potreboval Pavlovu pomoc.
And so we see that Epaphras, as from what we can understand, he, when he visited Paul, he became arrested.
Že z toho, čo vieme, tak pravdepodobne Epafras, keď prišiel k Pavlovi, tak aj jeho uväznili.
But he was right there with Paul.
Ale bol tam presne s Pavlom.
So he and other Paul and others, they were praying for the church in Colosse.
Takže Pavol a ostatní sa tam mohli modliť za ten zbor v Kolose.
And Paul wrote a letter.
A Pavol potom napísal list.
And that's why we have Colossians.
A to je prečo máme ten list teraz.
And this book, it only has 4 chapters.
Má len 4 kapitoly.
But they're very powerful.
A sú veľmi mocné.
And so we're going to learn what Paul wrote.
Teraz zistíme, naučíme sa, čo napísal Pavol.
You know, Ludwig was very kind in his words about me.
Ludwig bol veľmi milý, čo o mne hovoril.
Even though I don't deserve that.
Aj keď som si to nezaslúžila.
But I can tell you anything good is what God is working in me.
Ale chcem vám povedať, že všetko dobré, čo vo mne je, tak to je to, ako Boh vo mne pracuje a čo robí.
And I want to know God more and more and more.
A chcem Boha vidieť, poznať stále viac a viac.
I've been a Christian, I don't know, over 60 years, I guess.
Už som veriaca okolo vyše 60 rokov.
But I feel like I know Jesus only a little.
A myslím, že Ježiša poznám len takto maličko.
There's so much more I want to learn.
Je tam toho toľko viacej ešte.
I want to draw closer to him.
Chcem sa k nemu približovať stále.
I want to know him more and more and more.
Chcem ho poznať viac a viac.
He's so good.
Je strašne dobrý.
And I can tell you that I am learning to love him more as my personal friend.
A učím sa ho milovať a ľúbiť stále viac a viac ako môjho priateľa.
He takes care of me.
On stará sa o mňa.
And he wants to be that friend to you.
A chce byť takým priateľom aj pre teba.
And I'm sure he is for many of you.
A som si istá, že pre veľa z vás už taký je.
So let's look, if you have your Bible, let's look in the letter of Colossians. Let's look at it together.
Tak ak máte Biblie, tak si otvorme list Kolosanom.
And I would like Eliáš to please read from verses 3-5. In the first chapter, 3-5.
Ďakujeme Bohu a Otcovi nášho Pána Ježíše Krista, vždycky sa za vás modliac, počujúc o vašej viere v Kristu Ježišovi a o láske, ktorú máte naproti všetkým svätým. Pre nádej, ktorá vám leží odložená v nebesiach, o ktorej ste prv počuli v slove pravdy Evanjelia.
And Mirka, would you please read verses 6-8?
Ktoré prišlo k vám, ako aj je na celom svete, a nesie ovocie a rastie, ako aj u vás odo dňa, ktorého ste počuli a poznali milosť Božiu v pravde. Jako ste sa aj naučili od Epafra, nášho milovaného spolusluhu, ktorý je verným služobníkom Kristovým za vás, ktorý nám aj oznámil vašu lásku v duchu.
Thank you. Okay, this is part of the what Paul prayed for the people in Colossae.
Toto je časť modlitby, ktorú sa Pavol modlil za ten zbor v Kolose.
They prayed that God would give them complete knowledge of his will.
A sa modlil, aby dostali plnú vedomosť toho, čo je Božia vôľa pre nich.
That God would give them spiritual wisdom and understanding.
Aby im dal Boh duchovné porozumenie.
Do you know this prayer, each one of us can pray for ourselves?
Viete, že túto modlitbu sa každý môžeme modliť za nás.
Parents can pray this for your children.
Rodičia sa toto môžu modliť za svoje deti.
We can pray for our brothers and sisters this prayer.
Môžeme sa modliť za našich bratov a sestry.
And I love verse 10.
A mám veľmi rada verš 10.
Because it's Paul was saying, if we're praying and if we're asking God for a complete knowledge of his will, then something's going to happen.
Lebo tam Pavel hovorí, že ak sa modlíme za tú Božiu múdrosť, aby sme vedeli, čo Boh chce, tak nejaké veci sa začnú diať.
He says, then you will live, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord.
Lebo tak potom spôsob, akým žijete, bude uctievať Boha.
And your lives will produce every kind of good fruit.
A vaše životy budú produkovať dobré ovocie.
And all the while you will grow as you learn to know God better and better.
A budete rásť stále v tom, ako budete poznať Ježiša viac a viac.
Is there anyone here that wants to know God better and better?
Je tu niekto, kto chce stále vidieť Ježiša, poznať viac a viac?
Me too. And so and then we see that he also prayed for them, that they would be strengthened with all his glorious power.
A modlí sa za to, aby boli posilnení jeho mocou.
So that he was praying that they would have endurance and patience.
Aby mali vytrvalosť a trpezlivosť.
How many know endurance? How many need endurance and patience?
Kto z vás potrebuje takúto trpezlivosť?
Even young people need endurance and patience. That's right. Okay, and then so because we have as Christians, he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness.
Že ako kresťania, tak sme zachránení s ním od temnoty.
He has forgiven us of our sins.
Odpustil nám naše hriechy.
We are children of the living God.
A sme Božie deti.
We have every reason to be joyful.
Máme každý dôvod.
We have every reason to be thankful.
Máme dôvody byť vďační.
Oh, praise God. God is so good.
Oh, je strašne dobrý.
And even when things around us are not good.
Keď aj situácia okolo nás není dobrá.
You know, I was studying about the eagles.
Študoval som o orloch.
And I learned that your national eagle is the golden eagle.
A že vraj váš národný orol sa volá zlatý orol.
I know you know that.
Viem, že to viete.
But as eagles fly,
že ako orol
they
vlieta.
Soar. Even the wind, you know, just carries them up.
Že keď vlietajú, tak tých orlov berú tie vzdušné prúdy hore.
Even a storm coming, that can be used by the eagle to fly higher.
Že aj keď je búrka, tak to orlom pomáha, aby mohli lietať vyššie.
And this is my prayer. I want to wait on the Lord and let him by his Holy Spirit lift me high. I want to fly like the eagle.
Za to sa ja modlím, aby taký ten Boží vietor mňa poznášal vyššie ako orla.
I don't want to be stuck to the ground like a chicken.
Nechcem byť prilepená k zemi ako kura.
And the Bible says as we wait on the Lord, we will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles.
A v písme sa hovorí, že ak budeme čakať na Boha, tak...
So, yeah.
A že tak budeme lietať ako orly, tak...
In the Bible, in chapter 1, verse 21 and 22, let's look and see how God sees us.
A v kapitole 1... 21 a 22. Aj vás, ktorí ste kedysi boli odsudzení a nepriateľskí k Bohu svojim zmýšľaním a zlými skutkami, teraz sa s ním zmierili, keď vo svojom pozemskom tele podstúpil smrť, aby vás postavil pred Božiu tvár svätých, nepoškvrnených a bezúhonných. Ak totiž... Aby vás postavil pred Božiu tvár svätých, nepoškvrnených a bezúhonných, ak totiž vytrváte pevný a stály vo viere, ak sa neodkloníte od nádeje evanjelia, ktoré ste počuli a ktoré sa hlása všetkému tvorstvu pod nebom. Ja, Pavol, som sa stal jeho služobníkom.
How does God see you?
A ako Boh vidí teba?
You know, if I would have come today and I would have said, welcome, saints.
Ak by som prišla tu dopredu a povedala, že vítajte, všetci svätí.
How would you have, what would you have thought?
Čo by ste si mysleli?
I'm not a saint.
Ja nie som svätý.
Why did she say that?
Prečo povedala niečo také?
But that's what the Bible says.
A to je niečo, čo hovorí Biblia.
We are saints because of what Jesus has done for us.
My sme svätí kvôli tomu, čo Ježiš pre nás spravil.
It's not our work.
Nie je to naša práca, naša zásluha.
It's Jesus' work.
Je to Ježišova práca.
Amen. And that verse, I want you to look at it. How does God see you?
Chcem, aby ste sa pozreli na ten verš, ako Boh vidí teba.
Could you read 22, Mirka, or could you read verse 22, please, again?
V jeho ľudskom tele skrze smrť, aby vás postavil svätých, bezvadných a bezúhodných pred ním.
In English, thank you. It says, yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence. And you are holy.
A ako výsledok vás teda prijal a priniesol do jeho vlastnej prítomnosti, a tým ste teraz svätí bez hanby a stojíte pred ním bez jedinej chyby.
Can you imagine? That's how God sees you.
To je ako vás Boh vidí, ako vidí teba.
That's how God sees me.
To je ako Boh vidí mňa.
When he sees us,
keď sa pozrie na nás,
he sees what his son Jesus has done
for
us. Tak
vidí v nás to, čo Ježiš, jeho syn, pre nás spravil.
We are presented to him as holy and blameless.
Vidí nás ako svätých.
Without fault.
Bez chyby.
Oh, you think that's not possible. I've got so many faults.
No, pomyslíš si, že to nie je možné, že veď mám toľko chýb.
But the power of the blood of Jesus.
Ale tá sila krvi Ježiša.
It's Jesus' work, his power working in us.
To je ten Ježišova sila, ako v nás pracuje, Ježišova moc.
It's because of his precious son Jesus. When we have received him as our savior, God accepts us.
Takže keď presne kvôli tomu, keď príjmeme Ježiša, tak Boh nás vie takto prijať.
God has accepted you, Tomáš, as
his son. Boh ťa prijal, Tomáš, ako jeho syna.
Because today you have opened your heart to Jesus.
Pretože dnes si otvoril srdce Ježišovi.
You have accepted him as your savior.
Prijal si ho ako svojho spasiteľa.
His blood has washed you clean.
A jeho krv ťa umýla.
He's forgiven you.
A ti odpustil.
You have become a child of the living God.
A stal si sa dieťaťom živého Boha.
The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you.
Anjeli v celom nebi sa radujú kvôli tebe.
Isn't that wonderful?
Je to úžasné.
Oh, God is so good.
Boh je dobrý.
And it's not anything that we have done.
A nie je to nič, čo my sme si zaslúžili a spravili.
It's because of him.
Je to kvôli nemu.
And you know, Jesus said in John chapter 15,
a Boh hovorí v Jánovi, kapitola 15, 14. verš.
If I could ask Mirka, if you could look that up, please. John chapter 15.
Ján, kapitola 15.
Verses 14 to 16.
Verš 14 až 16.
John 15, 14 to 16. Yeah, if you could read it, please.
15. Kapitola 15 a verš 14, 16.
I'm looking at the wrong one. Go ahead. It's talking about Jesus as our friend. Go ahead.
Vy ste mojimi priateľmi, ak činíte všetko, čo ja vám prikazujem. Už vám nehovorím viacej sluhovia, lebo sluha nevie, čo robí jeho pán. Ale vás som nazval priateľmi, lebo všetko to, čo som počul od svojho otca, oznámil som vám. Nie vy ste si mňa vyvolili, ale ja som si vás vyvolil a ustanovil som vás, aby ste vy išli a niesli ovocie. A vaše ovocie, aby zostávalo, aby za čokoľvek by ste prosili otca v mojom mene, dal vám.
Amen. Can you imagine how Jesus, the Son of God, wants to be our friend?
Viete si to predstaviť, že Boh, Ježíš, Syn Boha, chce byť našim priateľom.
He who created the world.
Ten, čo stvoril celý svet.
And then came to this earth.
A potom prišiel na zem.
To die on the cross for our sins.
Aby zomrel za naše hriechy na kríži.
And he rose again
the third day. A vstal z mŕtvych.
And he's saying he wants to be my friend.
A hovorí mi, že chce byť môj priateľ.
He wants to be your friend.
Chce byť tvoj priateľ.
That is amazing.
Že to je úžasné.
And I was thinking about this.
Rozmýšľala som o tomto.
And many times we say, okay, Jesus is our friend.
A veľakrát hovoríme, že áno, Ježiš je náš kamarát.
But then the thought came to my heart, my mind.
A potom prišla myšlienka.
Am I his friend?
Ale že som aj ja jeho priateľka a priateľ.
He is definitely my friend.
No, on určite je môj priateľ.
He has shown it in so many ways.
Ukázal to už veľmi veľa spôsobmi.
He continues to bless me.
A stále mi to ukazuje a požehnáva.
Do I show him that I want to be his friend?
Ale ukazujem mu ja, že chcem byť jeho priateľka, priateľ.
A friend listens.
Priateľ počúva.
A friend feels what someone else feels.
A priateľ cíti to, čo cíti ten druhý priateľ.
A friend spends time with their friend.
A priateľa spolu trávia čas.
I want to be a better friend for
ja
Jesus.
Chcem byť pre Ježiša lepšou priateľkou.
And you know, in my life, I can tell you that God has shown his love and kindness to me in so many ways.
Môžem vám povedať, že v mojom živote už mi Boh ukázal lásku strašne veľa spôsobmi.
And I am so thankful for Christian parents.
A som veľmi vďačná za veriacich kresťanských rodičov.
Both of my parents are with the Lord now.
Teraz už obidvaja moji rodičia sú s Pánom.
And I just want to encourage you if you are here.
A chcel by som vás povzbudiť, ak ste tu.
And you still have your parents.
A máte svojich rodičov ešte.
Love them.
Tak ich ľúbte.
Love them with all your heart.
A ľúbte ich celým vašim srdcom.
Because I can promise you.
Pretože vám sľubujem.
When they're gone.
Že keď odídu.
You will miss them.
Tak vám budú chýbať.
And you will wish that they are here.
A budete si prijať, aby boli tu.
But in my heart I know they're happier with the Lord.
A v mojom srdci viem, že sú šťastní s Pánom.
I'm so thankful my father was a policeman.
Som vďačný, že môj otec bol policajt.
He was a big strong man.
Bol veľký silný chlap.
But when he would sing songs about Jesus.
Ale keď spieval piesne o Ježišovi.
He would cry.
Tak vždy plakal.
My mother was a great intercessor.
Moja mamina bola
she would be a prayer intercessor. Praying for me.
Že sa často modlila.
I remember many years ago I was with a group of ladies and we were traveling from Canada to Missouri.
A že nedávno som s mojimi sestrami cestovala do Kanady, Missouri.
And I called my mother.
A zavolala som mojej mamine.
And she said, "Where are you?"
Kde si?
And I didn't know, I can't remember what state we were in. But my mother said, "Why are you still there? I've already prayed you to Ohio."
A že už som sa modlila, ja som si myslela, že už si v Ohio.
She had already prayed me farther than I had gone.
Že už sa vlastne premodlila za mňa noc predtým, za cestu.
And that was her life. She was always praying ahead of me.
A to bol jej život, ona sa vždycky modlila predo mnou.
I'm so thankful for Christian mother and father.
A som veľmi vďačná za kresťanské maminy a otcov.
And I my mother told me this story.
Moja mamina mi povedala.
I was their first baby.
Že bola som ich prvé dieťa.
And I guess my father was so proud. He brought the police car to the hospital to get me.
Môj otec bol asi veľmi hrdý, lebo prišiel po mňa do nemocnice na policajnom aute.
And my mother was not so happy.
A mojej mamine sa to nepáčilo.
But when they got me in the car.
Ale keď ma dali do auta.
I think my father said my mother's name was Ruth.
Moja mamina sa volala Ruth.
And I think my father said, "Ruth, do we have the sense to take care of this baby? To raise this baby?
Že máme,
do we have the, you know, can we raise this baby?"
Že či máme na to proste vychovať toto dieťa.
And my mother said, "No, we don't."
No, moja mamina povedala, že nie, určite nie.
But God does.
Ale Boh áno.
So, I am not a parent.
Takže ja neni som rodič.
But I just want to encourage you.
Ale chcem vás povzbudiť, rodičov.
You're not alone. You parents are not alone.
Že nie ste sami.
God is going to help you.
A Boh vám ide pomôcť.
At every stage of your children's lives.
V každom okamihu, v každej fáze života vašich detí.
And I could tell you so many testimonies.
A viem vám povedať strašne veľa svedectiev.
At the camp, I am going to share some personal testimonies of how God has done amazing things in my life. A
na zborovej sa podelím s vami o moje osobné svedectvá, čo Boh spravil v mojom živote.
And sometimes I think people, if I try to tell them, they wouldn't even believe it.
A myslím si, že niektorí ľudia, keď to počujú, tak ani tomu nemôžu uveriť.
But it is true.
Ale je to pravda.
So, at the camp, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to share some of these testimonies.
Tak na zborovej toto budem zdieľať.
But God is good.
A Boh je dobrý.
And like I said, I want to know him better and better and
better. A ako som povedala, tak ho chcem poznať stále viac a lepšie.
And I'm sure already he is doing the same for you.
A som presvedčená, že už to robí aj pre vás.
And you know, when we think about this Colossians, it was written by Paul.
Ak rozmýšľame nad týmto listom, ktorý napísal Pavol.
This letter of Paul was not complaining.
Tak v tom liste sa Pavol vôbec nesťažuje.
He wasn't telling the people at Colossae, "Look, I'm in prison. Look at me. It's horrible." He was victorious even when it was a hard situation.
Tak vôbec sa tam nesťažuje na to, že je spútaný a v reťaziach, že pozrite sa na mňa, ale píše tam o víťazstve.
He was trying to encourage them.
A snažil sa ich povzbudiť.
That God was with them.
Že Boh je s nimi.
And right now we're going to you know, the Lord wants to encourage you.
Boh vás chce povzbudiť.
that prayer that you heard in chapter 1.
To modlitbou, ktorú sme čítali v prvej kapitole.
Praying for God's that we would know God's will.
Ja, aby sme poznali Božiu vôľu.
That we would have understanding.
Aby sme mali porozumenie.
And spiritual wisdom.
A duchovnú múdrosť.
That we would be thankful.
Aby sme boli vďační.
That we would have that we could pray for endurance and patience.
Aby sme sa modlili za vytrvalosť a trpezlivosť.
I just want to encourage you, and I'm not speaking just to you, I'm speaking to myself.
Ja chcem vás povzbudiť, ale nehovorím to len vám, ale aj sebe.
I just if you don't mind, I just want to ask a question.
Ak vás to nenahnevá, chcem sa opýtať jednu otázku.
Several questions.
Pár otázok.
And please don't be offended.
A prosím, neurazte sa.
But I just know how deeply the Lord is wanting to draw you into a more of a personal relationship.
Ale viem, ako vás Boh chce vtiahnuť do toho osobného vzťahu s ním.
Are you living to please the Lord?
Žiješ preto, aby sa páčila Bohu?
Or to please yourself?
Alebo aby bolo dobre tebe, aby sa to páčilo tebe?
Is there good fruit coming from your life?
Ide dobré ovocie, ide z tvojho života?
For God's glory?
Na Božiu slávu?
Do you need more joy?
Potrebuješ viac radosti?
Do you need to ask God to help you to be thankful?
Potrebuješ, aby ti Boh pomohol, aby si bola viac vďačný, vďačná?
You see, God has been working that in my life.
Bo to Boh teraz robí v mojom živote.
It's not something that comes naturally to me.
Nie je to niečo, čo mi ide prirodzene.
As I've seen God work more and more, then I am more and more thankful.
A ako viac vidím Božiu prácu, tak stále viac a viac som vďačná.
You know, our Christian life is not normal.
Viete, môj kresťanský život vôbec nie je normálny.
One time in Prague, when I lived in Prague, I was on the tram with someone.
A viete, raz, keď som žila v Prahe, tak som bola na vlakovej stanici na nástupišti s niekým.
Just another lady passenger there.
A bola tam ďalšia pani, čo cestovala.
And with my bad Czech, I was trying to talk to her.
A s mojou zlou češtinou som sa s ňou skúšala rozprávať.
I was trying to explain to her what I did as a missionary.
A snažila som sa jej vysvetliť, čo som urobila ako misionárka.
And she said, "To je není normální."
A povedala, že to teda není normálne.
And in my heart, that's true. It's not normal.
Ja si tiež myslím, že nie, není to normálne.
It's supernatural.
Je to super nadprirodzené.
And you have that supernatural joy too. Each one of you.
Vy máte tú super nadprirodzenú radosť tiež.
To není normálne. To je supernatural. I don't know that word.
Nadprirodzené, super nadprirodzené.
So God is good. And I just am praying that if you don't mind, if I may pray with you first.
S vami pomodliť najprv.
If you would like to ask God to, if I may pray this prayer for you, that you will, that God would give you complete knowledge of his will.
Chcel by som sa modliť, aby vám Boh dal tú jeho znalosť.
That God will give you spiritual wisdom and understanding.
Aby vám dal duchovnú múdrosť a porozumenie.
That you will live to always honor and please the Lord.
Aby ste vždycky žili na Božiu slávu.
That your lives will produce good fruit.
Aby vaše životy produkovali dobré ovocie.
That you, like me, will grow to know him better and better.
A ako vy a ja, aby sme mohli rásť spolu.
That you would be strengthened with all his glorious power.
Aby sme boli posilnení jeho mocou.
So that you will have the endurance and patience that you need.
Aby sme mali vytrvalosť a trpezlivosť, ktorú potrebujeme.
That you will be filled with joy.
Aby sme boli naplnení radosťou.
And that you will always thank the Father.
Aby sme boli vždy vďační.
If I may pray that for you.
A sa teraz chcem za vás pomodliť.
I'm going to be praying in English if you don't mind. But I'd like you to stand if you'd like.
A chcel by som vám, aby ste sa postavili.
Father God, I do pray. I thank you that this prayer is from you, Lord.
Bože, tak sa modlím teraz za toto a ďakujem, že táto modlitba je tvoja.
And Lord, I include myself in this prayer.
A chcem sa zahrnúť tiež do tejto modlitby.
I do ask, Lord, that you would give us knowledge of your will.
Bože, prosím ťa, aby si nám dal porozumieť, vedieť, čo je tvoja vôľa.
That you give us spiritual wisdom and understanding.
Aby si nám dal duchovnú múdrosť a porozumenie.
Lord, we want to honor you.
Chceme ťa uctiť.
We want to please you.
Chceme ťa potešovať.
We want to grow to know you better.
Chceme rásť v poznaní teba.
We need to be strengthened, Lord, with your power.
A potrebujeme byť posilnení tvojou mocou.
We need endurance and patience.
Potrebujeme vytrvalosť a trpezlivosť.
Lord, we want to be filled with joy.
Chceme byť naplnení radosťou.
We want to be thankful to you.
Chceme byť vďační.
Thank you, Lord, for your love.
Ďakujem ti za tvoju lásku.
Nech spieva celé moje srdce, či budem mieť a či spať. O tom, že nádej tu zase, že žijí si môj pán. Nech spieva celé moje srdce, či budem mieť a či spať. O tom, že nádej tu zase, že žijí si môj pán.
Pani, chcem ti spievať pieseň, pieseň bez konca.